MEOTA. Here we are in Moose Jaw after an uneventful trip. We saw some grain harvesting occurring south of Davidson. About 12 combines in total were visible from the highway. Some of the stems seem to be around a foot in length, so hope their rocks were picked in the spring. So much for our fearless leader guaranteeing Canada would produce a maximum harvest to help offset the Ukraine shortfall. Marcel and Annette Duhaime had the honor of traveling to Grand Prairie this weekend to watch their granddaughter compete in the Western Canada Softball Championship. Albert and Carol Hise welcomed their family from the Cayman Isles. Always great when they can make the effort to come home from such a distance. Just a note of caution to the elderly. Some high-pressure salespeople dropped by to sell their goods. They totally misrepresented the scope of an order, to the tune of 3 times the value. Luckily, no contract was signed. We took in a car show at Radisson. It was a bit bigger than ours, with about 125 entries and with a few showing at both locations. A hearty pat on the back to the organizers for doing a good job in getting ours started. Radisson was looking for more volunteers to keep things going, so step forward people, it's a community project. Activities for the week saw the Canasta group with 5 full tables. The top team were Eric Kalbeck and Lillian Sarenko. Second place went to Albert Hise and Bev McCrimmon. In third place were Arlene Walker and Gail Hilderman. Tuesday afternoon bridge had Ann M. Walbilling and Vern Iverson in first. Second went to Barb Mitchell and Joanne Weens. Seniors golf on Thursday morning had the Conrad Bernier team with Louise Goodhart, Norman Northcutt and Kent Morton winning with a 32. Placing second with a score of 33 was the Bernie Gregoire team with Elsa McGregor, Marcel Duhaime and Eric Kalbeck. We had 19 out to enjoy the fresh air and an enjoyable time. So good to have fresh vegetables from the garden or a farmer's market. We are currently enjoying the peas and carrots as well as the Swiss chard and spinach. Our cook hasn't taken on the zucchini yet but still holding out hope. Miota hosted a car show on the July 29th weekend. Good weather complemented the show. There were more than 85 exhibits. Vehicles ranged in age from an 8-cylinder Cadillac of the 1920s to moderately new units of the current century. Wonderful of these exhibitors to show their hundreds of hours of labor to us so we can relate to which cars we owned or could relate directly to. Mustangs and Trans Ams definitely caught our focus. The new marina complex to the southwest of town continues on schedule. The drag lines are dragging slightly inland at the site. Eventually, piles and cement will delineate the new water body. It's difficult to think that a new community the size of Miota is being created. It's sad to see our longtime friends the De Silvas are leaving us. Hopefully, Saskatoon is good to you and you will be missed. The social activities for last week saw an excellent turnout for Canasta. 23 people took part with top score to Nestor Fransu and Alan Sayers. In second were Carol Hise and Gail Hilderman and third were Dave Sayers and Bev McCrimmon.